Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angels, Angels,
to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
We had a muddy but quick Kentucky Derby this weekend with Sovereignty holding off journalism for the win. We all had the journalism jokes, guys. All right, I think a lot of us in the media were hoping journalism would finish second or worse so we could make our jokes. The Derby ratings also quite good as well.
Yeah.
Now, you are more of a, you like the ponies more than I do. All things considered, was this a great Derby?
It was a great Derby. We'll get to it more in the Peter One Pass, but it was a great Derby for a lot of reasons. The numbers, as you mentioned, were outstanding. It was interesting going into this Derby Thursday, Friday, how it felt like the energy was at an all-time low, but the people still came out, and it was a great Derby.
I don't know what makes a good Derby. I will say, don't love muddy Derbies. I don't love it.
His mother was a mudder. His father was a mudder.
I don't love it. I don't love it at all.
It feels like it rains every year in Kentucky.
It jobs some. Listen, journalism wasn't Derby. Ready for mud. All right, I think we all knew the journalism wanted a clean track, and they got jobbed by conditions. I don't think I can sanction this as an official championship for Sovereignty.
I like the slop. I told you the Derby I went to had a lot of slop. It feels like every year there's slop at the Derby, and it feels like again, this is just purely anecdotal, Nick, but it just feels like every single year you have.
So you like the slop?
I just got used to the slop. I almost feel like we should move the Derby to a different place just so we just have nice conditions because we never get it there with the Derby.
What about this?
Derby in Hawaii.
Derby on clay. Just think about it.
We just
replace the with just an actual track. Like runners, like Olympic
like
runners.
Like hot
runners.
Asphalt where their feet are going to just burn?
No. Clay. I don't know. Not asphalt. We do like hot asphalt. But, I mean, come on now. Not for horses. No, it's like the same thing that track stars run on. That's what we give to these horses.
And then they're going
to
wipe out. Imagine a jockey getting tossed off the horse onto asphalt.
I'd love to see.
That jockey's dead.
Asphalt. I've shut down asphalt.
You brought asphalt into the equation. That jockey's dead.
Mac, I'm going to need a replay here. Did I bring asphalt into this at all?
You did not.
I did not. You're going to asphalt. Your mind's on asphalt right now. Mine's on the clay.
Yeah, my mind's on asphalt, all right.
Omaha!
You're an asphalt. All right, James
Harden.
Been
saying it for years.
Yeah, James Harden in his last five elimination games.
More like
Nick.
James Soffin.
Tip your waiters. He'll
stinks.
Be here all night.
He stinks.
Game that seven stinks. Versus Denver. 7 points. Only shot eight shots, which is kind of the more alarming part of all this. Last five playoff games that he's been in, which is amazing. He's been in five elimination games. 7 points, 16 in game six versus Dallas in 2024, 9 points against Boston in game seven in 2023, 11 against Miami in game six in 2022, and then 22 in game seven against Milwaukee in 2021. Basically, the verdict's out. He stinks in elimination games.
Yeah. Who would have thought that James Harden was overrated? I mean, I don't think most of us who've watched the game, everything that people have ever said mean about Russell Westbrook, it's kind of how I feel about James Harden. He is a deeply unserious, at least on a championship level, deeply unserious basketball player. But go give another $250,000 in straight cash to a rapper.
But it
place.
Is interesting with his psyche, though, in these elimination games, because it's not like he'd been bad all series or anything like that. He hadn't been. He'd been a good basketball player. But in these elimination games, he just melts down.
You know why? Because he knows he's asphalt. That's the bottom. I almost went stone cold. That's the bottom line. No, I mean, I think he knows. I think he knows, like, where his legacy is and where it could be. And just, the guy is just, he is going to be one step below the LeBrons, the Kevin Durants, the Stephs, the, like, that's where he is. That's where he belongs. And it sucks because now he might actually care more about winning championships than he did when he was just making a lot of money in Houston and just that's where he wanted to be. Them's the breaks, Charlie.
Omaha!
We don't talk a lot of lacrosse on this show, but that might have to change here.
Okay.
ESPNU had a crowd mic on the Siena Sacred Heart Donnybrook this weekend. Don't ask me the outcome. I don't know. I was too in on this crowd mic, and it went about as well as you would expect.
Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
And now we'll get our penalty. So Sacred Heart to the man up, trailing by two at the beginning of this fourth quarter.
A lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
Okay, we apologize for our crowd mic.
It was the follow-up for me.
I like the first one.
What? A lot of people say it.
The announcer was like, I'm not acknowledging it. I don't care. I'm not doing this. And then the second one is where he just, you dad voiced that. All right. Obviously, the crowd mic has been compromised. Am I the only person that would watch a hell of a lot more lacrosse if we just put crowd mics in there for everyone to hear the ambiance?
So it's the problem of having a crowd mic that when there's only like 12 people in attendance, this has a chance of happening.
There's no way that kid didn't suss out where the crowd
exactly
mic
where
was,
it was.
And he was like, this is my moment to talk about Sacred Heart.
When I was in school, we had a teacher, Mr. Wall, and he took us up and he was like showing us all the different stuff and getting ready for the games. And he would do, I'll never forget the first time, he was like, and so the crowd mic, all you do is you just kind of dangle it out over the press box right there and just kind of have it sit. And I was like, anybody that sits right in front of the press box can just say whatever they want. He's like, yeah, but they don't. And I'm like, that's not an answer.
So,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I'm a boisterous man.
A
lot of people are saying. And this guy, you know, the BG chant at hockey games is BGSU. And we went to Michigan. Thank you. We went to Michigan, and there was one guy who every time we would chant BG, he would change the letter of S to an F. And he thought it was so funny. And he also happened to be wearing a bumblebee-like sweater. And so I started calling every time he would do it. I would just do your fake laugh, and I'd be like, the bumblebee guy back again. Well, I was yelling so loud that you could hear me if somebody on the ice was using their mic to say, all right, hooking on this penalty, you know, like he's 2 minutes in the box, you would hear, oh, the bumblebee guy. And this guy, after 10 minutes of me doing this, went to another section only for after Bowling Green won the game and were let out. And we're all walking towards the parking lot, and he happens to go right in front of us, where I just, Oh, the Bumblebee guy! And I didn't get my ass kicked that day. Luckily
well, you're
enough.
Not getting beat up by a guy in a bumblebee suit.
Well, but there were about 100 of them. So the numbers thing would have really gone against my favor very quickly.
100 bumblebees versus Nick. It's the new competition sweeping
that.
The nation.
It's gonna take over sports radio for the next 3 weeks.
We can only dream. Greg Popovich stepping down. Obviously, we talked about that last week. And he did the introductory press conference for the new Spurs head coach. And he gave a statement. And this is where it went.
I want to make sure everybody understands what the new job is. I'm no longer a coach. I'm El Jefe.
He's wearing a shirt that says El Jefe, and the back of it says Senor Popovich. This might be the most personality we've seen Popovich have in 20 years, by the way.
I love everything about it. It made me feel so much better about his health and where he is in life.
That he turned president of basketball operations into a retirement gig?
Yep. No, absolutely. And here's the thing. This is why the Spurs will go on. And he'll be the Red Auerbach that he makes sure that they're just... damn hard to beat for the next 20 years. As long as he's around, they're going to be damn hard to beat.
I liked it. I liked the personality that he was showing there. I think it was funny. Do you think he did it on his own? Do you think he came up with this? Or do you think someone's like, this is the joke?
I think he came up with this. You
it felt
me?
Like he came up with it.
Greg is so used. Any coach is so used to having so many things to get through on a daily basis. If you're no longer doing those things, which he has really not had the chance to do because of his health issue, I think back in October... It was October, November. He clearly has been thinking about this one. He's like, I gotta do a bit with this because this sucks, and I don't want people crying for me.
Well, you gotta really want people to actually call you El Jefe too, because now people are gonna call him El Jefe.
I think he's earned it. I mean,
oh, he's earned it.
Would you call him El Jefe?
I'd call him that before I'd call him Coach. Like if we had Popovich on the show tomorrow, I'd much rather call him El Jefe than I would Coach.
I think I'd call him Coach. He's earned it.
Well, what hasn't he earned, Nick? I think he's earned everything. I could call him basically anything. I think we'll be fine, right?
I don't think just about anything.
Well, yeah, I almost did a dad joke. Just don't call him late for dinner, am I right, guys?
Oh, I thought you were going to say just don't call him daddy, because that'd be weird.
That would be weird.
Yeah, it'd be problematic.
Don't want that.
The fallout from the Connor Stallion saga continues as Michigan head coach Sherrone Moore is expected to be suspended for 2 games this season as part of self-imposed sanctions. The suspensions cover weeks 3 and 4 of the season, and that's conveniently allowing Moore to coach against his old team Oklahoma in week 2 and coach week 1. Should you be allowed to pick the games?
No, it's the part that's so agitating to all this. You shouldn't be able to pick your own games. But it's a self-imposed one, which makes it, obviously, you can play by whatever rules you want if it's self-imposed. If the NCAA did, like, put all the teams into a hat and you got to draw out of the hat to see which games you're punished for, I think it'd be fantastic television. I would watch, and I also think it'd make it much more interesting.
When your baby girl gets a little older, would you allow your kid to self-impose discipline?
Oh, like you're not going to ground me. I'm going to take myself to my room, and I'm going to sit there for an hour anyway.
I think what you do is, all right, you know you did something wrong. You tell me what the punishment should be, and as long as it's a tough enough punishment, I'll go along with it.
Isn't that the whole point? Like, they're trying to do this so that the NCAA will be like, whoa, you really got yourself.
Like, I think we might have just redefined parenting.
Should I call up Mason Graham and tell him that he cheated again?
I don't think I would.
Did it work the first time?
No,
that
I don't
we did
think
that?
It did.
Didn't work the first time?
No.
Maybe we shouldn't do that a second time?
It got
time?
Real quiet.
Hey, did you see the Sherrone Moore news?
Yeah, granted.
Turns out you cheated even more than everyone thought.
Granted. The rest of the interview wasn't very good either. But that was really when it hit the pits. Where really I
thought
I think,
he laughed. I thought he had a good time.
I think it was like I'm about to kill you laugh instead of like a ha, we're friends now laugh.
All of a sudden Mason Graham puts it on the phone and he shows up at the studio. I'm ready for you.
And then starts accusing us of being the ones that pranked him on draft night. Getting so many texts. I kind of almost went bull there. I don't know where that was. Brian Howell. Brian Holloway. Brian Howell, Colorado Buffaloes beat writer for the Buff Zone, talks about the ship plunge with us and Shador landing in Cleveland in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.